53rd roster spot, where I guess Jamie's spot. When do you plan to fill that?
Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Do you expect it by tomorrow?
Perhaps.
Okay.
Are you going to need a new snapper?
We're going to see what happens here. You know, we'll see what Zach's situation is.
He's not been cleared yet?
Not as of this moment. However, there's plenty of light for this day. So we'll see.
Would you go into the game with Cordell doing that, or if Zach can't go, would you?
Possibly. Possibly.
Thanks, Chris.
Chris is a little bit better each day, but still has his moments. Yeah.
Something happened to Deion Grant?
Not that I know of.
That he was limping or walking.
That was his normal.
Tom, I'm sorry, last week it sounded like Brandon Jacobs was trying to get back on the field.
Yes.
He hasn't been able to do it yet.
Right.
Are you getting concerned that this is more than you thought?
Well, I mean, obviously, in the beginning, I was not thinking that it was going to be an issue like this, but he has had, you know, swelling, and so they've tried to keep him off his feet so he doesn't swell, and he gets treatment pretty much all day long, but so far that really hasn't completely taken care of the swelling.
Ralph Friedgen tells a story that Jarrell Scott, when they came up to him, tapped him on the butt and said, "Coach, just get me the ball." Is that happening yet?
No, he hasn't. He hasn't had the he's just a rookie, so he's probably not quite that courageous yet.
What have you seen out of him so far?
We like him. I mean, he's done, you ask him to do whatever, he catches the ball from the receiver position, he goes out and plays in the slot, he'll play on special teams, he's obviously speed from the backfield and pretty good size, so.
And if Brandon can't go this weekend, what will it take for Jarrell to sort of get a shot out of the back?
Well, it's the idea of trying to get him some plays. We had a play for him last weekend, which obviously didn't materialize, but we do have a few things that we would take a look at him in that spot.
When you had Scott Chandler in the past, is he doing the same things now that he did with you guys and just getting more of an opportunity?
Well, it's a different kind of a different offense, and he's played well. I mean, you look at him in the green zone now, he's done a nice job down there. So Scott could always maneuver and catch the ball, and he's certainly has played well.
Have you sensed that Ahmad is getting frustrated? He's a hard runner.
No.
Getting the production he wants.
I'm hoping that if Ahmad would take whatever energy and just pump it into his teammates, because he's very energetic.
We've talked a lot about the line and how they're blocking, but are the running backs hitting the holes? I mean, are there?
There's an occasional, drift when probably the ball should be taken where it originally was intended, even though you may be seeing different color in the hole. Still, a lot of times there's not much to be made by going outside. East and west is normally not the answer.
Is there anything besides rest that can be done?
As far as I know, I haven't been. Nothing more has been indicated right now.
Is there still a chance he could practice this week?
I hope so. We thought maybe outside shot today.
Mm-hmm. What about Tuck? Any progress with him at all?
I don't hear a whole lot.
Coach, the Bills are coming into this game with a pretty good defense. What do you have in store for them?
Well, we'll have a few things for them, and you'll have to wait till Sunday to find out.
Tom, how important with injuries and stuff is it to have guys like Kevin and Dave Tollefson and even Bear that can play multiple positions?
To have guys, again, in the very beginning, we talked about flexibility, versatility. To have versatility, it's extremely important. And to have the kind of attitudes that guys really want to, do whatever they can do, no matter where it is that they play, in order to help us win. So I there isn't any question that's been a huge part of this.
It's such a specialized league. Is it possible for guys to, to master several positions?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I think that you see down through the history of the league, there's always been one or two guys that were thought of that way. Wherever they were needed, they went and played well. So it is a specialist league, but again, if you can adapt under circumstances such as injuries and what have you, then you can go ahead and move forward with your team.
Bear said it was just like he'd never left playing fullback, coming impact? Is that the way that it looks?
Well, Bear has always had some snaps there, and he's always had some opportunities on scout team to do that as well. So he's had his reps.
Okay.